Hello, my name is Echo Rowe, and this is Radio Camp. Today, here we have
Kaylin,
Sophia.
And today's topic is about our favorite animals. We wrote down some facts from online about our favorite animals, and we're going to take turns saying them. First, my fact is that according to a recent survey, the most popular names for a dog is Max, Molly, Sam, Zach, and Maggie.
I wrote about wolves. Wolves do not make good guard dogs. They are afraid of unfamiliar and will hide from visitors rather than barking at them.
I wrote about puppies. By their name, it can be their talent. It's just going to take me a minute. I have to find a website quickly.
Should one of us go again?
No, hold on. Just hold on a second. I'm dogs, and you are wolves.
I'm wolves slash
puppies. I have two.
And you're pigs?
Pigs and puppies.
I'm dogs and rabbits, actually. But... Okay, so I'm having some difficulties. It's just going to take me a minute. Puppies have 28 teeth, and normal adult dogs have 42.
Wolves are the largest members of the Canidae family, which includes domestic dogs, coyotes, dingoes, African hunting dogs, many types of foxes, and several kinds of jackals.
Dogs are playful. Okay, dogs chase their tails for a variety of reasons. Curiosity, exercise, anxiety, predatory, instinct, or they might have fleas. If your dog is chasing his tail excessively, talk with your vet.
Wolves have about 200 million scent caps. Kills. Humans only have about 5 million wolves. 5 million. Wolves can smell other animals more than 1 mile away.
Whoa.
Pigs.
That's amazing.
Pigs have a great sense of smell. Dogs do dream. Dogs and humans have the same type of slow wave sleep. SWS, and rapid eye movement, REM. And during this REM stage, dogs can dream with twitching and paw movements that occur during their sleep are signs that your pet is dreaming.
A wolf pup's eyes are blue at birth. Their eyes turn yellow by the time they are 8 months old.
There are 2 billion pigs in the world. 72% of dog owners believe their dog can detect when stormy weather is on the way.
A male and a female that mate usually stay together for life. They're devoted parents and maintain
sophisticated
family ties.
Dogs and pigs ignore each other. Unlike humans who sweat everywhere, dogs only sweat through the pads of their feet.
Gestation is around 65 days. Wolf pups are born both deaf and blind and weigh only 1 pound.
Wow. Do you know what gestation is?
Stay in the stomach.
Exactly. Wait, how long something is in the stomach?
As we stay in our belly for like
I only have one more. That was on the computer that I remember.
Human babies, the gestation for humans is between 9 and 10 months, and there's like 30 days roughly in a month, right? So
okay.
Close to 300 days.
Wild pigs are most likely to be killed in when they're wild. Mm. Why are dogs' noses so wet? Dogs' noses secrete a thin layer of mucus that helps them absorb scent. Then, they then lick their noses to sample the scent through their mouth.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Under certain conditions, wolves can hear as far as 6 miles away in the forest and 10 miles on the open tundra.
Watch that plate of... Oh, it's not my turn. I don't have any more.
Oh.
Should we just go back?
Yeah, or maybe you can talk a little bit about... Have you been listening to each other? What are what are the things that you're most impressed by?
Can we finish?
You can, sure.
Okay. Watch that plate of cookies. A dog's sense of smell is 10,000 to 100,000 times more acute as that of humans.
Wolves were once the most widely
distributed
land predator the world has ever seen. The only places they didn't thrive were the true desert and rainforests.
Why do they do that? When dogs kick after going to the bathroom, they are using the scent glands on their paws to further mark their territory.
Mm-hmm. Among true wolves, two special species are recognized. Canis?
It's those Latin terms again, giving us
Canis
trouble.
Lupus, often known simply as gray wolves, which includes 38 species, such as the gray timber, Arctic tundra, low bulls, and buffalo wolves. The other recognized species is the red wolf, which are smaller and have longer legs and shorter fur than their relatives. Many scientists debate whether Canis rufus is a separate species.
I'm done.
Okay. I think the most interesting fact...
Wait, let's wait for... What are you doing, Echo? Because that's going to make a lot of noise. It's a cool sound. So let's wait till the paper's done.
Okay, there we go.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, no.
You can watch the sound levels on the computer. Look how big it is when she grips.
Whoa. If I scream, it'll go up. I think you hear it all the way up.
Okay.
It went all the way up.
It went all the way red, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I want to hear you guys talk about what you thought was the most interesting about each other's animals. Wow. Oh, and now the furnace is going.
James, how come?
I think Echo's was pretty interesting because dogs, I feel that even though humans are animals, it's actually really amazing because dogs, they have way more, like, scent, like, stuff in their nose, and they can smell way better than us. Yet, we're all mammals, so it's kind of weird because, I mean, we're all animals.
That even though we're all animals and we're all mammals, that we have different strengths. Like, humans can think brains are more developed than dogs, but dogs' senses are more developed, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I think Echo picked a great animal because dogs are very interesting. And they have a lot of history, and I think that dogs, their history is so interesting because pit bulls used to be nanny dogs. Some dogs used to fight in wars, and I think it's amazing.
What do you think about wolves, Echo, and pigs? Did you learn anything new?
Uh-huh, I learned a lot.
Like what?
I learned how dogs and wolves are similar in ways.
I was noticing that too.
We all were like, our animals were related, so that was actually kind of cool, because, I mean, she said that the dog had a lot, way more than, like, scent things. So did wolves. They can smell up to a mile away, so. And then Sophie also had some interesting facts that kind of are similar to the wolf.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's no sound that no one knows. Big blue eyes, pointy nose, chasing mice and digging holes. Tiny paws up the hill. Suddenly you're standing still. Your fur is red, so beautiful, like an angel in disguise. But if you meet a friendly horse,
Show
good. I'm gonna stop this. All right.
We are ready now. You're on.
This is Radio Camp, and today we have
Sophia,
Kaylin, and this Radio Camp is all about our favorite animals. Now, why did you guys pick the animals that you picked?
Well, The animal that I picked, I just happened to think, why don't I just do my favorite animal? So, because I would die if I didn't do it.
Okay,
Cameron. I picked a baby wolf because it's just really cute, and I mean, it's actually kind of really cool because wolves, like, for some reason, they almost do the same parenting as dogs do, because they'll, like, pull, like bite their baby's skin and, like, say, oh, it's time for bath time and stuff like that. So they basically, since they're, like, dogs' relatives, they'll kind of do the same thing, and I thought that was cool.
I picked dogs because I thought they were interesting and fun. Do you want to go around and say our least favorite animal?
Sure.
Okay, let me think. I would say a warthog.
Oh my god, how could you?
Okay.
A warthog.
Okay.
Okay, my least favorite has to be a tarantula.
Okay. Caitlin, your turn.
Snapping turtles.
And let's go around again and say why we picked that animal. I picked, warthogs because they're not cute and playful, and you can't really have them as pets. So,
the reason why I picked tarantulas are because when you see one, you like freak out, and sometimes you might be like scared of them, or when someone picks them up, and puts them on you, you just start screaming, and sometimes a kind of tarantula, if they think you're trying to eat you, they kind of like shoot this thing at your face, and then it like blinds you.
I picked snapping turtle because even if you get like one step near them, even if like a foot away from them, they will automatically get so scared and they will just freak you out. Like they'll move, like they can't go very fast on land, but I don't know why I would say that. But, like, they can snap, and then that really hurts. And, I mean, it's just, like, those are just scary and annoying because they can live out in the woods, and then you just see one, and then you don't know what kind of turtle it is, and then you say, oh, that's a snapping turtle. Even if you're near it, it will try to snap you, and that's scary.
Before we said all these facts about our favorite animal, remember that when we said the facts?
I don't remember my facts.
I know. If before you said the facts, did you already know like a fact about your animal?
Well, I kind of know a fact about my animal. I only know I kind of remember one.
Okay, let's go around and say one. I'll say mine. That I knew that dogs only lived like not that old. Not like the oldest would probably be 15 or something. But it would depend, like, big dogs would live like that long. Sophia?
The fact I know about pigs is that, this is kind of weird, this kind of matches Echo's fact, but,
pigs and dogs don't get along. Well, they get along, but they just kind of ignore each other.
Okay.
I knew that wolf pups
even you might have a dog and it might seem like really playful, but baby wolves are just so playful. They have to play every minute, and they're just like kind of like those like grumpy baby animals, and they just like they're just really excited and playful, and they're just really excited and playful.
Let's see. Do you guys know like the animal that you picked? Do you guys know like what sound that animal makes? A pig could snort.
Yeah.
And
a wolf can howl.
Yeah, a wolf can howl. So let's go around and say what a noise.
Like that, make an impression?
Yeah. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Oink! Okay. Now, our least favorite animal that we say, we make a noise of that. Make a noise of the least favorite animal you said. Like who said, Chandra? Oh, like it could be crawling like this.
Okay.
Just. Okay. Kaylin?
Oh, this is hard.
Wait, what was yours again? What was yours?
Stomping turtle. Stomping turtle.
Okay. Okay. Now,
we can say the colors are our favorite.
Yes, colors. My animal comes in a bunch of colors, but not really bright colors. Brown, white, black, maybe orangish red or something like that. Gray, maybe. There could be one that's all different colors. Yeah, but they don't come in like pink, blue, purple, orange, yellow.
Only if you like spray them with some kind of animal paint.
Okay. Sophia.
Mine only comes in pink. And so people out there.
I didn't pick pink and brown.
Wait,
yeah, Sophia. Pink, black, and brown.
Oh, wait, favorite animals?
Yeah, favorite animals.
Gray. There's like a whole bunch of colors for wolves. White.
I said brown.
Basically, like
the dog colors I said.
Yeah, kind of like hers, cause it's like a lot of the browns and blacks and like whites and stuff. The neutral colors.
Now, least favorite. Mine would be brown, maybe black.
Mine would probably be brown
or black.
Brown or black.
And yellow. It has lots of hair on it.
Yeah, lots of hair. So that's kind of like a dog, but I bet the hair is a little spiky.
Yeah, like spiky.
And shorter?
It's hard. It's maybe like it's like the same color of a turtle. Like maybe a really, really like dark green, like mixed with like gray and brown, like a mixture of those colors. But then like sometimes it can be a green and not so much like a neutral color, but you mostly see it kind of like the grayish and the browns and maybe a really, really dark green. So it's like it's basically in those range. It doesn't have like multiple colors.
Okay, now we're gonna go around and say where our favorite animal lives, like if it lives in the forest or that kind of stuff. My favorite animal is a dog, and it would probably live in someone's house with them, or as a pet, or they could be
shelter.
A nature dog, so it just runs around.
Or it could be a stray.
Or it could be a shelter dog.
Sophia.
Well, a wild pig would live in, like, the forest, but
normal pigs live on farms.
And the small pigs that don't grow to be big, just they turn numbers. on their birthday, but they don't really grow to be big pigs. They can sometimes be your pet because there's pictures of Prissy and Poppleton, and they have an owner, and they're so cute. Mainly in like woods, but like sometimes there's like snow wolves, so they'll probably live in like Alaska, like a really cold state, like Nebraska and stuff. So it's like out in nature. It will never be a pet because it's just too like mean and old. Bite, and usually you think it would come out and like bite you, yet it would run away and it would be scared.
Okay, now let's do least favorite homes. Mine would probably be like out in the forest or something. Oh yeah, I don't really know.
Mine would probably be in Africa.
Yeah.
The Amazon.
Now.
It's hard to say because snapping turtles live.
Maybe in a pond.
Snapping turtles live in New York.
Yeah, because we saw one a few.
We saw one. Yeah, we saw one like over here in the.
Monday. We saw one on Monday.
But snapping turtles can basically be in any state, I guess, but like not really like cold states, I guess. Because I haven't really done, like, so much research on it. I do not know much about the snapping turtle. But all I know is to stay away from them. But they probably would live somewhere. Like, probably anywhere. Like, woods and stuff. Even, like, really tall, grassy areas. Because they like to hide.
So. Okay.
And continue.
So, we have 1 minute left. So, let's say what we're doing and what this is. This is WGXC 90.7 FM, and this is Radio Camp with
Sophia, Kaylin,
and me, Echo. Stay tuned and come in next week for a special surprise on Saturday of what we're going to be doing. I hope you had fun listening, and I hope you tune in soon.
Can we all say 1, 2, 3, shout, this is Radio Camp? Ready?
1, 2, 3.
This is Radio Camp!
Perfect. See you next time. Bye!
Bye!